it's maybe a half a page in a new chapter. There's the contract has been let to come up with three options on what to do with the building, which is sat vacant now for 3 years with all the government offices having moved to rental accommodations around Majuro. And Becca, the New Zealand engineering firm, is now hired and is looking at what to do. Should they renovate it as it stands, or should it be knocked down and start again?
Meanwhile, this is all costing the government not just time, but time is money in their case, because they're having to pay rent to house their ministers, and their ministries, I should say.
Now, this has been, you know, a big issue for the last several years, because everybody moved out from the facility. Actually, people on the fourth floor moved out almost 10 years ago and have been using another government facility, but most offices moved into private rental locations. So, of course, not only does it cost more money, but it's really affected communication of government offices. That is my observation. I mean, at least when people were together in the Capitol building, you just walked down the hallway to get a signature or to follow up with someone. Now, you know, people are in, you have to get in a car and drive over there or whatever. So it's just changed the whole dynamic of how government offices work together.
So why has it been allowed to fester for so long, this very obvious problem that needs to be sorted out? Have successive governments just put it in the too hard basket?
Actually, it was first pointed out as far back as 2004, the problems. I mean, people saw things, you know, corrosion, dampness, just whole lots of problems inside the building, and then little bits falling off the ceiling onto people's desks and things like that. You know, that's almost 14 years ago. And, yeah, maintenance and so on has never been the strong suit of the government here. And it's just been, yeah, ignored is the only way to say it. And, you know, took the easiest path, which was to move everybody out. So finally, you know, the government's put up a little money in the current year budget to fund this study by Becca about what to do about it, and they've got, you know, a couple million dollars, maybe $2 to $3 million set aside for an initial something, but we'll have to see. I mean, Becca will make some recommendations, but then the government has to make a decision and then actually do something. So we may still be some way off from seeing something happen with the Capitol building.
So that's a long-running situation, which clearly isn't making life any easier for the business of government, but something that might have a reverse effect in the whole of Micronesia. This is the accreditation that's now been given to the Micronesian Conservation Trust. They're based in Ponape, and the accreditation to the Green Climate Fund. So in practical terms, is that going to mean that Marshall Islands and the others in Micronesia will have better access and get funding through quicker from the fund now?
Yeah, I think that's the point, is that by getting the Micronesian Conservation Trust accredited, it just reduces the bureaucracy. Up until this happened a couple of weeks ago, if the Micronesian Conservation Trust or any entity in Marshall Islands, Palau, and so forth wanted to apply, the only other agency in the region was SPREP, the Pacific Regional Environment Program. You had to go through people. And the thing for the North Pacific is that the Micronesian Conservation Trust is running a lot of programs in all of the U.S. affiliated islands. So it's very connected, knows what's going on in each of these islands, and can respond, I would say, in a very timely way. So if people have things that they want to try to get funded, this certainly should offer a better route to do it.
You've suggested that this could well be the Micronesian Conservation Trust, the smallest organization to get this kind of accreditation, just 10 people on the staff, which tends to suggest, does it not, that less is more effective?
The Micronesian Conservation Trust has built its organizational activity in a very a very steady way over the last number of years. And one of its, you know, signature programs has been what's known as the Micronesia Challenge, a North Pacific-wide conservation program. And I think the accreditation by the Green Climate Fund really reflects how the Micronesian Conservation Trust has developed as an organization, its capability, and particularly its North Pacific regional reach with all these different islands. So it's a great development for the trust and for the rest of these islands up here in the north.